Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets and Yankees split their doubleheader in the Bronx. Luke Voit hit a tie-breaking three-run homer off Zach Wheeler as the Yankees overcame a three-run deficit to win the opener, 12-5, and the Mets took the nightcap, 10-4. The afternoon win puts the Yankees tied with the Rays for first place in the American League East. Elsewhere, the Rangers beat the Red Sox 9-5, the White Sox defeated the Nationals 7-5, and the Phillies topped the Diamondbacks 7-4. In MLB news, a spokeswoman for the National Prosecutor's Office in the Dominican Republic says a second person has been arrested in the investigation into the shooting of former Red Sox star David Ortiz. There is no public indication the man is the suspected shooter. In NFL news, a California judge declared a mistrial yesterday on the remaining charges against former NFL player Kellen Winslow Jr. after a jury convicted him of raping a 58-year-old homeless woman, but could not break a deadlock over two other counts of rape. Prosecutors did not immediately say whether they would retry the eight undecided charges. Winslow currently faces up to 9 years in prison and must register as a sex offender. And tonight at 8 o'clock, the St. Louis Blues face the Boston Bruins in Game 7 of the NHL's Stanley Cup Final. With the teams tied at 3 games apiece, whoever wins tonight takes home Lord Stanley's Cup. And no surprise here, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he'd like to see Boston win its 7th championship.
They've had a hard fight every inch of the way through the playoffs from the very beginning with Toronto. But I fully expect this will be a very difficult night for both teams, and I'm obviously rooting for the Bruins to pull it out.
The Blues are seeking their first ever Stanley Cup in 51 seasons. I'm Jesse King.